Welcome to A Tip for Tomorrow, a companion to both the Two Writing Teachers blog and the Two Writing Teachers podcast. We share one tip that you can try out in your writing workshop as soon as tomorrow. I'm Stacey Schubitz, and I'm hosting today's Tip for Tomorrow. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro FM, you can pick from more than 275,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company out there. You know the name. But you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free Libro FM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, or relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and need to know what to listen to next, check out recommendations from the people who know best, booksellers. Two Writing Teachers podcast listeners can take advantage of this special offer. Get two audiobooks on Libro FM for the price of one, $14.99, with your first month of membership with code TWTPOD. That's TWTPOD. Offer only valid for new members in Canada and the United States. In A Fresh Approach to Teaching Writing, Dawn Graves wrote, "We are surrounded by poetry in the ordinary moments of our days. We can take the ordinary and through poetry, turn the smallest, least significant moment into something important. In this respect, poetry is for everyone." Since 25% of our listening audience does not live in the United States, I want to explain what happens here in the USA every spring. April is National Poetry Month, established by the Academy of American Poets in 1996. It's a month-long celebration of poetry, which recognizes the vital role of poets in our culture and highlights the significance of poetry itself. As a result, many American teachers teach poetry in April. If you're a longtime reader of the Two Writing Teachers blog, you know we promote the idea of teaching poetry in various ways year-round. However, given that some curriculum maps handed to teachers often relegate poetry to April, I want to offer two ideas to bring poetry to life in your classroom and your school this spring. Let's start with the Living Poetry Anthology. My first literacy coach, Pat Warner, suggested I work with my students to create a living poetry anthology, which I think originates from Georgia Heard. They were asked to keep track of poems they liked. Next, each student recopied a few poems they loved onto white paper, and then they illustrated them as they saw fit. Next, we found appropriate spots on all five floors of the school building for each and every poem. So while the gym had many sports poems and the cafeteria had many food poems in and around it, students found poems about every aspect of school life. While one student found a poem about a toilet plunger that they placed in the school bathroom, another student attached a poem about bubblegum to a trash can to remind people to dispose of their chewing gum properly. Our Living Poetry Anthology was only supposed to stay up for the month of April, but wound up staying around the school until the following year when I did this project again with a new class of students. While this is a fun project for a single class, this kind of project can be done school-wide if every student contributes one poem for a specific place in the school. When I was a fourth and fifth grade teacher, my students created personal poetry anthologies, which were collections of original poems, mentor poems, and reflections that they accumulated during the school year. Students wrote 10 original poems, each of which was accompanied by a short reflection. Some years, I mandated a few poems, such as an acrostic poem, a color poem, a concrete poem, or an I am poem. In other years, students self-selected their favorites independently. Next in their anthologies were a few mentor poems, which served as inspiration for the poetry they wrote. Each included an opportunity for students to share about the poetic devices they noticed each poet use and explain which of their original poems the mentors inspired. Finally, students shared their responses to several published poems they read, which allowed them to demonstrate their feelings about a poem and communicate their taste in poetry. In Georgia Heard's For the Good of the Earth and Sun, she shares several ways students can act as anthologists. For instance, They can organize their anthologies around a theme, such as friendship or siblings. Anthologies can also be organized around form, such as list poems, shape poems, or free verse poems. Hurd also states that anthologies can be eclectic collections of the writer's favorite poems. Regardless of how each student's anthology is created, they should include an introduction to help their readers understand how and why the poems in their anthology came together. If you want to up your poetry teaching game, consider picking up one or all of these books. Georgia Hurd's Awakening the Heart is a handbook that will provide you with the essential tools to teach poetry to your students. The second edition of this book comes out in 2 days, on March 19th. While I haven't seen a copy of this new book, I'm confident it will become as beloved as the first edition. Next, Poetry Mentor Texts, Making Reading and Writing Connections K through 8 by Lynn R. Dorfman and Rose Capelli will not only teach you about poetry, but it will provide you with your turn lessons for you to teach. Dorfman and Capelli also include a comprehensive treasure chest of books, which provides you with a list of books and a description of what each one is. Finally, Poems Are Teachers, How Studying Poetry Strengthens Writing in All Genres by Amy Ludwig Vanderwater is grounded in writing workshop and contains practical lessons teachers can use as well as mentor texts. Amy describes this book as one-third poetry anthology, one-third teaching ideas, and one-third celebration of student writing. As Eve Merriam says at the end of The Poem as a Door, with a sigh of happiness, you pass through to find on the other side someone with a sigh of happiness welcoming you. This spring, open the door of poetry to your students and welcome them into this wonderful world. Read them poems you love and teach them to write poems that hold meaning and value to them as individuals. When we make space for poetry at any time of the year, we bring joy to the forefront of a classroom community. Thank you for listening to the Two Writing Teachers podcast. Check out the show notes for links to the items we mentioned in this episode, as well as ways to connect with us. For more about the teaching of writing, head over to the Two Writing Teachers blog at twowritingteachers.org. If you liked what you heard today, please share it with your friends and colleagues, post about it on social media, like, subscribe, and leave us ratings and reviews. Our music is by Lemon Music Studio. If you'd like to connect with us, email us at contact@twowritingteachers.org. Thanks again for listening. Let's teach, learn, and write on together.